welcome to episode 208 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Tommy Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Laughing the podcast.
We just figured we'd start with that right off the bat.
Dylan Roush.
I'm trying not to laugh.
And Gabe Philbin.
I'm usually the laugh track, and I have no idea what people are laughing at, and it's making me uncomfortable.
Because Dylan's laughing. I don't even know what he's laughing at. He's been doing it.
You're just thinking about Blade 3 and laughing.
He's just got memories of
Blade 3. He's so dumb.
Is that what you linked me a picture of? Is that Blade 3?
Yes.
Who is that? Is that Dracula?
Yes.
What's up with his chest?
Where did he link this to you?
It's like he tweeted it at me, so I couldn't avoid it.
Oh,
it's got Triple H in it.
Why? What's on his
chest? Actually?
Yeah,
yes.
He's Pomeranian, and he fights Ryan Reynolds.
Triple H is in Blade 3.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh boy.
I might have to watch this now.
It's magnum opus.
You should.
It's I thought that was Green Lantern.
It's the best of the three Blade movies.
It's the darkest
of the three.
why didn't he open his eyes?
Now that everyone's stopped listening.
Except for all those Blade fans.
This has been your Blade 3 Trinity Minute.
Oh. Boy. Written by David Goyer. That son of a bitch.
What's even happening?
I keep thinking of the movie. Go on, hurry before I think of it again.
Use it.
Somebody talk about what they did.
We did Extra Life.
I almost died.
And I'm still not fully recovered from it at this point.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. We did it Saturday morning to Sunday morning. And then I slept all day Sunday, and I have not gotten back on any kind of normal schedule. It's been a little rough. But it was for the kids, and we raised almost $3,000.
Yeah, we didn't get to the goal of 3,001. But,
no, you know, almost. I guess we could still take donations through the end of the year, so...
Yeah,
but we don't probably won't get
it's
any. Cool.
It's because, like, this year my family just, like, bailed on me. It was just my mom. I got a donation for my mom and Ryan. Or not Ryan, Fozzie.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Ryan ain't donating to you.
I donated to Eric to make her take shots.
Yeah, I think... Okay, so we got a question from Erica, so let's just get that in now. Favorite Extra Life moment. I'm going to go ahead and guess that everyone's is making Erica do, like, eight shots.
She said... I think Dylan was the one to catch wind of it first. She said she would do a shot of this, like... was it like a cappuccino?
It was 60 proof.
It was like espresso rum.
Espresso rum, right. Okay. So she said she'd do a shot of it for every donation received. She did not put a stipulation on the amount of that donation.
There was no minimum.
I went to her Twitch stream and was like, hey, is this true? And she was like, yeah. I was like, okay. So then I went and made four very small donations to her cause with the message on each one's YOLO on each Y on the first, O on the second, so forth. So that if you went to her page, it just spelled YOLO with very small donations.
Ryan's an engineer. That's how we could do that.
And then my favorite part of the stream wasn't even that. It was... watching her almost vomit on like one of the last shots from that little sequence because I wasn't the only one who did it.
Oh yeah, Fozzie donated, Dylan donated.
So like her and Sean was like she roped Sean into it too. And so if, for those of you guys who don't know these people, they're you probably
most
don't know who the
of
fuck
our
these
listeners
people are.
Are probably like who the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, these are some people that we've known through the podcast and other stuff for a long time, and
they're big fans.
Yeah, good friends. So she roped her boyfriend is Sean. She roped him into taking these shots too, and like he's like you're an idiot, and she's like shut up, and then they're taking the shots, and he's like. He's all right, but she definitely looked like she was about to throw up.
The next day, I was getting messages in our fantasy football like direct message thing of Erica saying, "I just can't sleep when I have liquor in me." And then Sean says, "Can't sleep? I vividly recall you face down on the fucking floor."
That was documented in his, because Sean had his own stream going, and we decided to play Elite Dangerous at like 4 a.m. or so. And so we're playing Elite Dangerous, and yeah, that was the background behind Sean, was Erica face down on the floor, passed out. So yeah, that was probably my favorite moment of the whole evening. Played a lot of Halo, played a lot of Transformers, played a lot of Elite Dangerous. But as much as I played of any game, nobody played a game near as much as Javi played Disney Infinity.
I didn't get to play that much. Not nearly
yeah,
as much.
Yeah, this is that. You're thinking of Gabe and Destiny.
Good God.
You guys did play the fuck out of some Destiny.
I think I played 14... No. Long. I think you're going to say like 16 or 17 hours of Destiny.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, my Halo, my runs kept stopping whenever I'd get to a point of like, this game's getting really hard and I'm kind of tired and there's no way I'm going to keep pushing through this right now. That happened on Halo and Transformers. And the funny thing was, Halo, I got to a point that was just ridiculous. And I was like, all right, because that was what I started with. Like, as soon as I woke up, that's the first thing I put in, started playing that. And I got to a point, Gabe and Harris knew what it was, and just ridiculously stupid.
Yeah, I've heard that there's a boss in Halo 5 that repeats a lot.
And multiplies.
And I've heard, later on. And I've heard solo, he is the biggest asshole to deal with.
Yeah, totally.
And like, when there was just one, whenever we had a group, like, his weak spot's on his back, so it's all about, like, just having somebody distract him and then going to the back. Yeah. But the AI, or your team AI in that game, isn't, like, I don't know, competent.
Yeah, and you can tell them to focus fire, and then it just kind of depends on where they stand, but they don't really make an effort to get behind him.
Yeah.
But the funny thing was, so after Extra Life, Sunday, I didn't really do anything. Like, I slept and got up. But last night, I picked Halo back up because I wanted to try and finish it before Fallout. And I picked it up and started up that fight. Like, that's where my checkpoint was. And I beat it in 10 minutes. Just got right to it. I was like, man, I must have been really tired the other day. Or just tired of playing this, one or the other. And then I just pushed on through from there and wrapped up the game. So Halo's done, Fallout's out. I picked that up.
So how do you feel about Halo after it's all said and done?
I liked it. Like, I really enjoyed that game.
Is it the new best Halo? That is Reach?
No.
I don't know. The thing is, I haven't played Reach in so long. I don't know. It's hard to say because I haven't played through the others in a really long time. I really liked Halo 2. Like, a lot of people complained about the end of this one, but I thought it wrapped up better than most people gave it credit for.
A lot of people are saying this is like Halo 2 ending level, and it is not Halo 2 ending. It is like a cliffhanger.
Halo
2
has the ending.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, it does kind of end,
this is a weird ending.
There are definitely some things that kind of tie up and set up really well. So like, a lot of people are like, oh, well, this game, it just ends. It doesn't have it just stops. I'm like, well, no, that's not true.
If there's something to be said for 343 with what they've done with Halo, is they've done a lot, like, more bizarre things that aren't named the Gravemind.
But
you
the
know,
thing
like
is,
Bungie compared to this is, like, pretty tame in, like, what they did in, like, like 1, 2, 3 in Reach. And then this one's got, like, these crazy guardians that just giant, like, beings that can warp through space and apparently are gonna, like, kill everything or, like, make every... I don't know.
You don't make everything suck. Say too much. You've already said too much. But the thing is, like, a lot of this ties really well into the extended universe. It's not really that crazy if you've read or paid attention to the extended universe. I guess it would be... It's hard for me to look at it from the perspective of somebody who's never read any of the books.
Ryan, they're giant floating robots in the sky.
Yeah.
Giant robots.
Yeah, you play a genetically engineered superhuman fighting a race, like a conglomerate of aliens. Like, how is any of that... Nothing should be all that weird.
That's just another Sunday.
Uh-huh.
That's a day at the office.
Right, right. But yeah, if you've read any of the extended universe, it doesn't seem all that surprising, but... or all that shocking, I guess. Like, you definitely didn't know what was coming. But yeah, I thought it took some really cool twists. So I was really happy with Halo 5.
I just really liked playing as Kelly, because I would always spawn with a shotgun, scream, Kelly leads the way, and then charge in and die.
Yeah, he was really good at that.
Yeah, that was my forte.
We should play some more of the multiplayer, though.
And Harris's roommate John keeps like asking me if I want to play Halo with them, because they're like on like the last part. I think that part you were stuck at, right. And they're doing it on Legendary.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I am not the person you want in your group.
You are just going to be reviving me the whole time.
Yeah. How do you feel about reviving someone almost all the time you're playing this game?
Why is that?
Because I charge in and die. That's just what I do.
Yeah. Weird.
Well, because, like, they have, like, these cool moves. Like, if you jump up and then hold the melee button, you start, like, charging up this, like, ground pound. But it just means you're, hovering straight in the air. And everyone can shoot you very easily. You don't have any, like, shield buffer or anything.
Yeah.
So you just almost, like, 80% of the time whenever you do that, you die. But it looks really cool, so I keep trying.
You die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So...
I finished this game, too. I feel like I came away from it only with one really good memory. Everything else was like fine, but
I really liked like the last sequences, and
it was something at the end where it was just like a different, very like, I don't know, like reminiscent of like Uncharted, putting you in the set piece instead of just watching the set piece. That's like the biggest problem with Halo 5, where all the coolest shit, you just watch it.
Yeah, there was a few parts of that, but I don't know. I felt like you're still doing cool shit in the game. So like,
I like all the movement changes, but it didn't feel like the game, worked around them. It still felt like a game designed for older Halo like movement systems. But that didn't like cater to this one really, so it was just kind of like a little augment to it instead of a game designed around it. I felt like this game could have been more. It's not bad. It's just like, it's just fine.
I can tell you with full confidence, it couldn't have been more.
I thought everything, like, basically that, the really hard part we were talking about, everything after that I thought was really great, like, from a story standpoint. I don't know, I found it all super interesting, so.
They did a great job with the art direction in this game, though.
Yeah, it does look good.
Like, there are some real good-looking locations.
I mean, what?
Yeah, more, like... I remember when like Halo, I think it was Halo 4, like was shown, and we were like, "Oh man, that kind of looks like Metroid Prime-y." This one's a lot more of that.
Yeah.
Like I think if I remember Halo 4 right, it was a lot of jungle, right?
Yeah, there was a fair amount of that.
And this one, since you're like bouncing between two different teams on like usually on different locations,
yeah. You got some pretty cool stuff, like pretty cool different changes in scenery.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really like that game. Other than that, I mean, yeah. Playing a lot of Elite Dangerous and Transformers are both things we've talked a lot about. What else did I play during this? I played some more Super Mega Baseball.
Did you do Quiplash with us?
No, I watched that stream for a little bit.
Yeah, I was worried when we started that, because usually when Harris streams Quiplash... like after a game or two, some unwelcome randos get in there and start posting some real bad answers. or have like horrible names, and then we have to like restart the game and right. hope that they don't get back in there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
good thing that didn't happen.
Yeah,
good
thing.
who's Harris's audience?
I don't know. I mean, people just like
a bunch of Nazi-loving racists.
People just go onto like Twitch and see like they just like look at like the Quiplash section and see what games they can join, and then make their names like Hitler for president or something, or a bunch of other stuff that I won't say.
Yeah. Yeah. So I try to think if I played anything else during that whole thing. I do remember it was just like at the end of the night, like after we got done with Elite Dangerous, I went and sat on the couch, and like I was sitting there thinking, like it was approaching 8 o'clock. It was six or I don't remember. I went and sat down, and it's late, and I'm or early, however you want to look at it. And I go and sit down. I hop into the thing with Javi, like in the chat with Javi, and he's playing more Disney Infinity, and. I sat down and I just put on like Hulu. I was sitting there thinking, what should I play? And I put on Hulu. I was like, I'll put this on for a second and I'll think about what I'm going to do.
Big mistake.
But I'm like, I could put on something really simple and easy and just kind of push through. And I was like, maybe I'll fire up Elite on Xbox. Cause it like, if you just do some trade missions or just some hauling missions, like it's very relaxing and there's not a whole lot of intensity to it, but I couldn't even like bring myself to hit the button to go over and fire that up. So I'm just sitting there and I'm staring at the screen watching Javi play Disney Infinity and then watching, I think, Brooklyn Nine-Nine
yep.
on Hulu. Yeah, because Javi made a comment, he could hear the music.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching that and like finally like I just dozed off hard for a little bit and I woke up and I went, all right, Javi, I'm done. I'm going to bed. And he sounded Javi was like, okay.
Javi was fading by the end.
Yeah, everyone was.
God, I wish I passed out. I was in a bad way at the end of it.
Yeah, but when I say I passed out, I mean I made it like 23 hours. I didn't make it all the way to the end.
Last year I fell asleep pretty early because I made the mistake of sitting down on Javi's couch and then eventually lying down, and then like I'd use Dogen as a pillow and I just had like my Vita in front of me, and that's not going to hold my attention.
You know what's funny though is that whenever I come to Seattle, my first day in Seattle, it is not uncommon for me to stay up more than 24 hours. But it's easy because we're like doing stuff, whereas this, it's like you're sitting on the couch.
You're doing it's
like,
nothing.
Yeah. Once we start packing up, like I feel like pretty all right. Like I get home and I'm like, I could do another 24 hours right now. I don't even care. And then like I just remember, no, I should at least like try to sleep, and then just like lay down, put on I think like some Giant Bomb Quick Look, and then like 10 minutes later it's like, yep, all right, this is happening now.
Yeah, I just whenever I go out to Seattle, it's an early flight combined with the time change, and then we always stay up late and out late. It's not uncommon for me to be up more than 24 hours on that first night, and it's easy, like I don't even think about it, and then I'm like, oh fuck, I've been awake for like 26 hours. But yeah, you're occupied. So this was, you're occupied, but you have to make yourself be occupied. Yeah, that was Extra Life for me. I don't know about Dylan, Javi.
What up?
But you guys got some stuff you played during
Extra Life. Oh, I was gone for more than half of Extra Life. That's also
true. Yeah, you were out like delivering something.
Computer.
Pizza? You're
working on a Saturday.
No, it was for myself.
Oh.
It wasn't for work.
He delivers. I
was delivering a computer.
He delivers pizza for pleasure.
but just do it for the love
of the pizza.
I played just a little bit. I played like Elite with Ryan, Destiny with Gabe, Black Ops on my own.
You didn't play Disney with me.
I don't have it yet.
You son of a bitch.
Get it for me for Christmas.
Okay.
Well, that was easy.
I will. Do you have any figures yet?
No, not yet. I haven't. I haven't even.
You
I haven't,
will.
I have a lot of games I want to play right now. I still have to beat The Witcher. I did beat Black Ops 3, so that's out of the way. Though I would like to play it some more because it's really good.
I'm gonna get that for my birthday in a week, so okay, I'll cool. have it soon.
Yeah. It's got a co-op campaign, so
sweet.
Is it like the single player campaign, or is it like a
the single player what? Campaign is co-op?
Oh, okay. Cool. I wasn't sure. Does it have like what are they called, like Spec Ops missions?
No, which is unfortunate because I think me and you played through the Modern Warfare 2 Spec Ops missions, Javi, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that was the funnest part of that game.
Yeah.
Have they done Spec Ops missions since then?
No, I don't think so. Unless I didn't play 3, so it could be in that one.
So you know, like that kind of like co-op campaign stuff. I really hope the next Uncharted does a lot more with their like 3-person squads.
So half baked.
Yeah, those could be so amazing.
And they're not.
Yeah, they're still like stupid. Yeah. And like entertaining.
The cool thing,
Eddie Raj is there.
Cool thing about Black Ops 3 is I beat the main campaign. It took about 12 hours, so that's pretty good for FPS. After I beat it, it unlocked a new mode called Nightmares, which is an entirely new story mode.
Scary.
Where the whole world's like infected by zombies or whatever. But what it does is you play the single player campaign missions in out of order with different, like with zombies instead, and a different story going through it. You just use the same levels.
That's so cool.
And then the weapons, instead of the enemies dropping them, well, yes, the enemies drop them, but they're random. So sometimes, and they'll be like flashing pop ups on the ground with like a shotgun spinning. And it's like more arcadey and fast, and it's pretty cool so far. I haven't got too far into that mode, but like yeah, it's just kind of a weird arcade mode where like just where enemies drop power ups and shit.
I like it.
And then there's the actual zombies mode, which is I guess in the vein of like Left 4 Dead or something like that. I shouldn't say that. You're in an arena and you're fighting off zombies while picking up pop-ups. So think Killing Floor. Mm-hmm. And then of course the multiplayer that's all anybody ever fucking plays. Yep. I actually really liked the single player. It's probably my favorite one.
Black Ops 2 had a really good single player.
Yeah, so. Black Ops 2 did as well. I think the original one I enjoyed as well. Mm. This one was really good as well. I like the whole wall running shit. It's obviously out of Titanfall, but Titanfall's dead. I can't play that right now.
I wonder what the future holds for Titanfall.
Titanfall 2.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yep. Ryan, do you know about something we don't?
I know that when a game sells, they make more.
So are we talking about like a favorite moment from Extra Life?
If you want to answer Erica's question, sure.
I guess since you already did. Fucking watching that awful Resident Evil game that Javi and Fozzie were playing.
Oh my god, that was amazing. That was so funny.
That game looks so stupid, but...
just
Fozzie, you left me.
I'm still on fire. Still on fire.
You left me, Fozzie.
And like just looking over, seeing that exact room that Javi and I went through, like... We played that one chapter mm-hmm. one day, and like a similar thing happened where I just got stuck underneath fire.
That game is so good.
Yeah,
it doesn't get enough credit.
That looked pretty good. That looked pretty good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
But that's basically it. Oh, I guess I watched a lot of Bob Ross on Twitch.
Fuck, man, I did too. Bob Ross is shit. Shit, man,
it's pretty good.
Like I just had Bob Ross on in the background for like a lot of the day, and I just like felt so good, and just you know, there's no mistakes, just happy accidents.
He's right, you know.
But oh goddamn, I'm so happy they did that, and they're like continuing every Monday. There's gonna be Bob Ross, and they're launching like Twitch Creative, so like promoting more non-game stuff on Twitch.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the whole Bob Ross stream idea was great, and like having Twitch chat on Bob Ross is like amazing, because Twitch chat is like the most vile beast of the internet, and whenever Bob like finished the painting, the only thing in Twitch chat was just like a wall of thank you Bob, thank you Bob, thank you Bob.
My favorite like, was beat the devil out of it, rip devil.
I love what, and whenever he would like make him a happy accident, excuse me, like, there was always like one, at least one person who would just write wrecked,
ruined,
low body.
God damn, it was just a great, that was just such a great thing to have on Twitch. Bob Ross is amazing. I'm happy I got to watch some Bob Ross.
That's all I did.
Should've just watched Bob Ross for all of Extra Life.
Right.
It counts.
Yeah, it's on Twitch. That's a video game. It's a video game. Mm-hmm. Well, my Extra Life, see, I mean, other than the WoD of Destiny, that's like mainly it.
Yeah, you did a lot of that.
Just Destiny.
Can you say anything other than Destiny?
I'm trying to think of other. I played Metal Gear. I got more footage of Metal Gear, but I couldn't have any sound because like my headphones with my monitor were like just blasting it, and everyone could hear it, and I felt like my headphones were gonna die, just explode from audio overload.
Thanks, Kojima.
Yeah, way to program that into my 8-year-old monitor, you bastards.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than, like Extra Life was a lot of fun. I mean, we talked about doing, you know, other like big get-togethers like that, just not for 24 hours. You know, that'd be fun to get together and just all sit around with the intention of playing a lot of video games.
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be cool if we can organize some of those.
Definitely.
Yeah. And maybe if Serge and Dal and I get a house, we can have a new hosting place.
Definitely.
Yeah. I emailed Shauna because that was, yeah.
Cool.
That's insane. We got an urban noise complaint that was earth shaking around.
Dude,
I don't know, like,
did you watch the video?
Yeah, you can see the camera fucking
shakes all over. Yeah,
it like, so you guys both know about Javi's downstairs neighbor,
right?
Oh yeah, the guy's psycho.
And so I've never like experienced the bumping myself. Is this what it's always like?
Yeah. But it's usually directly under us. Like, you can feel his fist hitting under your feet.
So, that wasn't a fist. Because that shook the entire apartment. Like, that had surface area to it. Like, you watch the stream video, like, towards the end, like, the camera, like, you can't hear it, but you hear Rachel go, "Guys!" And then the camera just starts, like, violently shaking. And
you could hear a muffled banging though.
Yeah, it was terrifying. Like, I was scared after that.
Yeah,
like that was not that was not great. And we weren't loud.
No,
like I stood up in frustration from Destiny quietly because I know of the dangers. And yeah, that's insane. So yeah, Shauna got a mail from me. Yeah. About that, because that's fucking ridiculous.
Well, she emailed the guy, and the guy said, "Huh, well, I didn't do it, but and I don't think that my roommate would have done something like that, but I'll ask her about it."
Wait, really? Like, in response to this?
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't me. That should just be your response every time he files a complaint. Oh, well, that,
yeah.
I wouldn't walk that loud.
I mean, that's what I was getting at. I'm like, it's just going to be a he said, she said, like when we tell Shauna, like, and there's nothing she can do. I don't know. Like, but except for that we have fucking proof and we told her, but whatever.
Just call the cops on him. He called the cops on you guys and he just like assaulted your apartment.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot like explain it. Like, the entire room shook. The biggest room in this apartment was shaking when this happened. Like, yeah. Jesus Christ, that was insane. But other than that, Extra Life was good. I mean, well, And I also felt like I was dying towards the end, which was, like, also a little frightening. Taking Johnny out and getting some fresh air kind of cleared my brain, though. That helped. Thank you, Johnny.
You're welcome.
But away from Extra Life, so today I've been playing some Fallout. I don't know, a few hours into it, and the biggest problem I have with it is kind of a user error, and I have no idea how I want to play that game, so whenever I level up, I have no idea where I want to put it, and I feel like I'm wasting a lot of time right now, because I'm scared that I can't respec once I actually do figure out how I want to play. I'm pretty aimless right now. But, like, comparing it to Fallout 3, the shooting actually works, so that's good.
Well, that's, I mean, works that's
to,
good.
Works to a degree. There, it's a lot less reliant on VATS this time around, and VATS, like, doesn't stop time completely, it just slows it down a lot so you can still get hurt. It's taking an emotional toll on me because I'm getting real tired of hearing my dog squeal in pain. Because that dog takes a beating.
Leave it at home.
But it helps.
Put it in the tea.
That dog, like, it holds the people still so I can, like, shoot them.
You don't need to hold them still if you're coming to put your fist in their mouth.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards just making Punch Girl live up to her name in this game.
It's the only way to play Fallout is to put fists in people's mouths.
Yeah, but, like, the upgrade trees are, like, insane. Like, I don't think there's a level cap in this game. Like in the last one was, I think Fallout 3 was, like, 50, right? At start?
Totally.
It was
20?
Oh, yeah, it was 20. Okay. And then they raised it to 30 with the expansion. That was the cap.
Oh, wow, I'm dumb.
I know.
That's true. Not gonna argue that.
You are the Han Solo to my Leia.
Yeah.
Chewie, we're home. We're home.
Fuck. I gotta play more of it because that game is fucking huge, but definitely has some frame rate issues on PS4. But, I mean, they aren't, like... As of right now, it's not, like, game, like, ruining... or anything. It's just like occasional dips, like pretty brief dips, but you know, they're there.
When you put your hand on your hip and I dip, you dip, you dip.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Fallout 4 is 90s music. So mm-hmm. that's the summation I can give you right now. Other than that, I don't know if there's any other games I've really been playing. Javi.
Yo.
How about you guide me through your world right now?
My world?
Yeah. Tell me about things.
Well, you see, I haven't been doing anything.
Oh.
I don't know. Been trying to 100% the Disney Infinity playsets, and then trying to get inspired to design a high-quality level, but I'm kind of drawing blanks. Like, I get into a new toy box... and then I'm looking at all these tools, and I have no idea what I want to build. So I just end up wasting a bunch of time in there. So,
Yeah, I gotta say, your experience generator is a pretty great level.
Thank you.
It's fucking hilarious.
I think the cherry on that cake is the Wally chair to emphasize how lazy it is.
Especially since it's a Wally chair.
Yes.
It's very fitting.
But yeah, like I want to make a really cool level. I want to make something something interesting, something good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I've been visiting the Disney Infinity Reddit lately.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no content on that site. There is just garbage. You know,
I'm gonna check it out right now.
Like the most interesting stuff they have is, oh hey, toys are on sale at this store. You know, that's it. So I feel like there's a market for some high quality Disney Infinity content, and I may be looking into delivering that content.
Neat.
Yeah.
Just remember to get low when the whistle go.
Hey, guys.
Point three.
Ugh, fuck.
But yeah, that's basically all I've been doing. Mm. Oh, I tried Yoshi's Woolly World last night.
So when that game came out, I heard like kind of like meh things, but now that it's here in the States, I'm seeing some people come around on that game.
It's very cute. Mm-hmm.
What game?
Yoshi's Woolly World. Woolly World.
Oh yeah, I have that. That's a game that I have and have played.
No, you haven't, but it's okay.
I have played it.
Oh, okay. Never mind that.
We talked about it on the podcast a couple weeks ago when I asked you listening. If you had played it, and you said no.
Yeah. Dude, that game needs some higher quality music.
Oh, that's too bad.
Like, so I had a friend at work that perfectly described it as, like, you could totally hear some of this music playing during an infomercial. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah. Like, some of it is so bad. But, yeah. The game is beautiful looking, and the levels are kind of cute and well-designed and everything. I wasn't really in the mood to play it last night, though, so I couldn't really give you any more than that.
Okay. Well, we'll stay tuned on that front.
Mm-hmm.
But
how did we not play Splatoon during Extra Life?
I didn't have my Wii U with me. I mean, Javi has his.
I had the eternal struggle of I want to play a Nintendo game, but I cannot stream that without setting up a laptop. So I just didn't.
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah. Yeah, I only had my PS4 there this year.
Yeah.
Well, I downloaded some stuff on my laptop, but that didn't happen because Destiny was just
it was fucking right Destiny. There.
I can't believe I played so much. Like, I had so many things downloaded and, like, ready to go. I was like, oh, I'm going to start, like, Psychonauts. I can get through Tales of the Borderlands, finish that up.
Oh, yeah, you always have grand plans going into a 24-hour marathon.
I'm just playing Destiny.
It turns out 24 hours is both not as much time as you thought it was and way more time.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I did get through a lot of Soma. Or not a lot, but part of Soma.
Did you? Yeah. It sucks because you're going to have to do it all over again.
Yep. This is now the second time I've played Soma, not on my own PS4.
You should have finished it.
How close was I?
I mean, maybe half. Maybe.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, that wasn't happening then.
You should have.
Yeah, but I'll get to play in, like, a better environment now. I'll be all...
I was reading the Kotaku review, or not review, there was an article about the ending tonight, and I was like, God, that's so... Oh, the way people are talking about this is so fucking exciting and fun. Like, I want to talk about this with somebody.
I'll get through it. What am I doing this weekend? I don't know. Working on a wedding video. I'll see if I can get through Soma.
AKA Soma.
Yeah, I'll just send my cousins like, hey, I made this wedding video and it's just an 8-hour video of Soma.
Legit. You're gonna be like, I love it.
Yeah, that'll be the test to see if they actually watch it. Yeah. I think we can get into some questions now, guys.
Okay.
So, other than making... essentially force feeding Erica shots.
Mm-hmm.
Any other favorite parts from Extra Life?
I don't know.
I like Dylan's Twitter response of just too easy.
Oh yeah.
Are you saying
that... The answer was easy.
Yeah.
There was only one answer to give there.
Yeah.
But I got some, I mean, at the start of the day, I got some pretty good Destiny luck, so I was happy with that. I got my Future War Cult ship, finally, after 25 fucking levels. So, at long last. Yeah, I think, you know, I think watching Erica deteriorate was pretty high up there.
Yeah, it's a good time for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed not being bound by the 24-hour thing.
Lucky. All right, How do you find, from Alex the Food Mage, Fistful of Crafts, how do you find time to play huge games like Witcher 3, Fallout 4, Metal Gear Solid 5, etc.? Do you just focus on the story missions? Well, when Metal Gear Solid 5 came out, and I did this with Bloodborne, I would get home from work, because I had a job at the time, and I would load up Metal Gear Solid 5 or Bloodborne, and then play in from when I got home until about 1 in the morning, and then I just did that every day of the week, and the game was done by the end of the week. So, that's how I did it.
What a fun story, Mark.
Yeah.
Hi, doggy.
Hi, doggy.
Yeah, shit. I mean, Dylan, you've been, like, chipping away at The Witcher for God knows how long.
That's a really fucking big game. I've been playing almost... I haven't been exploring it. What I do is I pick up, like, the side quests that are near the main mission and then do those.
Dylan went on to beat both Witcher 3 and Metal Gear in the year 2018.
That's the problem is with even with Metal Gear is I've literally been doing every single like side op and just like exploring and not really doing the story missions.
You listen to one cassette tape every week.
Oh, I've listened to all the cassette tapes. I make sure to listen to those. I dedicated a good amount of my time to just sitting into the helicopter and just listening to the cassette tapes. Because I didn't want to risk being interrupted by Kaz.
He's coming too?
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, what I did... So I think you get all those really long tapes once you beat the game. Like all those truth tapes. And I just put all those on and cleaned my apartment. And it was great.
But yeah, The Witcher is... I do some side quests. I don't do all of them, though.
Okay. Yeah, fuck. All I hear about The Witcher is that game's just, like, ungodly massive.
It's massive. It's... I don't know... Since... I mean, I'm eventually getting Fallout 4, but I'm just wondering how the two open worlds will compare.
Yeah, I can't give you an answer on that because I haven't played The Witcher.
It's really good. I still think you should get it.
I might one day. I will one day.
I think you would like it.
There's a fair chance. I dug Dragon Age, so you know, I guess I can.
It's better than Dragon Age. It's much better.
I can get back into this like middle age.
Dragon Age was fun, but it wasn't very well written.
Let's see. Oh, I don't have Twitter open anymore somehow. How'd that happen? Alright. God damn it, Prototype. What anime are you currently watching? Why are you just assuming watching anime?
I thought about picking up, what is it, Space Dandy?
Space Dandy!
Space Dandy. It's just really fun.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Well, I got Hulu, because Hulu apparently has commercial-free service now. I think it's like $12 a month. And I've started going through Sailor Moon again, because I really dig Sailor Moon.
There was another one I was looking at. I don't remember the name. I'll have to look for it after the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not an anime nerd. Shut up. I don't watch anime.
Yeah.
Javi, what anime are you watching right now?
Disney Infinity is the best. It's the narrative. So many feels.
You know, I was in Disney Infinity. Can you add like that 1950s diner from Star Wars?
1950s?
From Dexter Jetster.
Oh, yes, that's in it.
Oh, no.
Or at least that dude. You go to Coruscant, Dexter Jetster is outside of his restaurant, outside of his diner, and he's sending you on quests to go pick up or to deliver food around the city.
Sweet.
Yeah, Coruscant's actually really cool. Basically, everything about that prequel playset is really neat because you get to actually walk around these areas from the movies. And
it's better than the prequels?
Yeah, like, you get to go inside the Jedi Temple and actually explore the whole thing. And it's like, wow, like, you get to actually be in this location. This is cool.
Why would someone remove... Why is that planet not in the records? Because someone removed it from the
archive memory.
Wipe it from the archive memory.
I never actually took the time to make sure Dexter Jetster was his actual name, so I just wanted like clarification. Yeah, it totally is.
Yeah, it's his name.
in his description.
Why would there be a 1950s diner in a planet that's like light years away from Earth? That's way before. I mean, it's a long time ago, right? Are you telling me that they too had a 1950s aesthetic?
We got our inspiration somewhere, man.
Yeah,
the truth is out there.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Apparently, he is an old friend of Obi-Wan's.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah. And he wanted him to identify a poison dart, and Jester didn't fail him. The cook correctly recognized the small tiny.
Do all projectile. Cooks like have like innate knowledge of poisons used by like assassins?
Yes. Especially Dexter Jetster.
Take it to the fry cook. He'll get it in between stacks of pancakes.
Put it in the tea. They'll drink it.
All right. Breadsticks or cheddar baked biscuits?
Cheddar baked biscuits.
Cheddar baked biscuits.
Yeah.
In my opinion, that's the only reason to go to Red Lobster, mm-hmm. which is why I don't go to Red Lobster.
Yeah. Yo, my grandma used to buy these things that weren't breadsticks in the traditional sense, but they were like these kind of salty snacks. They were like crunchy breadsticks. And I used to put that shit into hot chocolate and it was delicious. So,
breadsticks. That sounds pretty good.
Like biscotti?
Sure. I don't know.
That's what it sounds like is biscotti.
It's basically a cracker, but in the shape of a stick. A breadstick. Shit was awesome.
But have you had cheddar biscuits?
Yes, actually, from Red Lobster.
Yeah, that's why I was saying Red Lobster is not good, but their cheddar biscuits is good. So yeah. If you can take like the Red Lobster cheddar biscuits and port them over to Joe's Crab Shack, I would be really fucking happy.
Fair enough.
You've thought about this.
Yeah. Oh, I've considered because they have the ones you can buy and bake yourself. It's not the same.
No.
Yeah, I heard somebody tell me that they were just as good. I was like, then clearly you haven't gone to have them fresh. In a while.
Yeah.
I can't remember who
I
was.
Well, I mean, you're having them fresh when you bake them.
No, you're not.
But they're not. They're frozen.
Yeah.
But you're fresh with baking them. But the ingredients are not fresh. Is what? Yeah.
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 But yeah, I like baking, but I don't fuck up when I bake. So I know I baked those right.
Totally, dude.
And I just can't think of a reason to go to that restaurant, though, because it's so fucking expensive and not good.
Red Lobster is expensive?
Yeah. Well, if you're going out, like, every once in a while,
I just assumed it was, like, I just, like, lump, like, Applebee's.
I should say for its price range. For its price range, you have better options.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, if you're going to go out every now and then, maybe, but also... Probably not, because there are better
places to go. If I want food of that quality, then I'm paying way too much at that place.
This has been your Red Lobster Minute.
Like, I would pay $10 for their meal, but instead it's like $18.
All right. What is Javi's master plan to get Ryan and Dylan to move to Seattle? I don't think there's a plan. I don't think so.
I don't even have a plan right now.
Well, Jar Jar is the key to all of this.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah. He's a funnier character.
Actually, I do have something to say with that. I was kind of skimming through Amazon's jobs, and I can't fucking tell which ones are made for someone of my skill set. Because Amazon's like careers thing is kind of not very descriptive.
I have no idea. I'd have to look. We'll figure that out, I guess.
I'm better with hardware.
Hardware. All right.
Are any of you sad that Beanox will no longer be developing any Spider-Man games?
No.
No. Fuck off, Beanox. You've had your chance six times, you idiots.
Six times?
Yeah, there's six fucking four. Spider-Man
games. It's probably four. I don't know. They made the handheld ones, too, half the time.
What was the one I borrowed from you? Shattered Dimensions?
Probably.
Fuck Shattered Dimensions.
Hey, Dylan.
That's probably their best one, even though... But
Dylan.
Yeah.
Dylan, you need what to go up? Look at my last retweet.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Sorry,
live
ahead.
Twitter.
You guys go ahead and talk about your
okay,
thing.
Yeah. We'll act like you didn't just rudely interrupt this podcast, Ryan. Thanks. Yeah. Okay. Why is this baby Hitler thing?
I don't know. It's
a
so
thing?
Stupid though. It's just, it doesn't even have to do with that. It's just like, here's the thing, and then it's like, I just saw that dude.
I just fucking stupidest goddamn question. And then did you see Jeb Bush was like, you gotta do it, man. You gotta go back in time and kill baby Hitler. And he just like kept tweeting, gotta do it.
I would not, because what if you killed him? Someone,
let's not get into this.
Someone worse rises from the ashes, like Stalin.
Adult Hitler.
Maybe Stalin is like 10 times worse because now I don't have to divert resources to Germany.
Hitler 2. The Hitlering.
No.
Hitler 2 and the second Hitler.
Actually, my answer, this is a really bad question. Why did this come from something?
I don't know.
This came from like the New York Times or something. Like, there was like an article about it a while ago, or I don't know, like not a while ago, like a week or two ago, and then it came up again recently.
Huh.
Yeah, it was real weird.
I saw it was a poll on their website, and I was like, "What?"
So have they said who will be taking over Spider-Man games? Because I mean, I'm kind of guessing there will be a Spider-Man game when it comes out again.
I mean, Disney is doing whatever they do. They outsource all sorts of Marvel games. I don't think they're gonna just have a dedicated Spider-Man team.
I think
Spider-Man games are dead for now.
Yeah, I think that's what we're gonna see. Like,
for now, because when's the last time they performed well? Like, they haven't sold well in a while. I guess I would think
they must have performed well enough.
They haven't reviewed well in a while.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, reviews don't mean shit what they sell, but...
Think about it this way, like, there's been, like, Captain America sequels, Thor sequels, and Avengers movies, and none of them really have video games. I mean, the first Thor and the first Captain America did, and the first two Iron Men, but that was when those licenses were still with Activision, or whoever else had them. But, like, now that everything's back in Sony's camp, Disney's camp, I don't think they're investing in that shit anymore.
I think they have like some Marvel card game on the phone.
Oh, there's plenty of mobile stuff,
and that's just like, you know, there's no like real risk there. It's like cheap to make and just fucking break in the cash.
The closest thing to like a high quality Marvel video game is going to be probably in Disney Infinity. But otherwise, yeah, it looks like it's all just little pet projects. Nothing massive. Nothing licensed for one of the movies they're making or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no one's missing Beanox.
You know what sucks though is there's like a huge conspiracy theory about like people think that the evidence is kind of anecdotal, but still like that Marvel is essentially not supporting or promoting anything that's not one of the properties they can make movies for. So like for example, that's a reason you never see a X-Men Disney Infinity release. And like if you really look at all the other like from cartoons to toys to video games, Disney is not doing anything with characters that aren't, you know, in their movies, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I guess I didn't think about that.
It sucks, because I really, really want a Wolverine figure. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of, like, Wolverine would look pretty cool.
And that's like a no-brainer, right? Like, that's the only excuse for why that doesn't exist.
You remember the last Wolverine game? That one was really good, actually.
The one that came out with the Origin movie?
Yeah, the game was way better than the fucking movie was.
That game was ridiculous. It had, like, a lava rock monster in, like, the first chapter.
It's so
Who cares
violent.
About that, man? It was just fun to play.
I played the demo a few times.
It was
fun.
Gory as hell, though.
Yeah,
Jesus
it was, like,
Christ.
It was, like, uncomfortably gory. Like, shove people into, like, spinning helicopters.
Well, I just
blades.
Met against Wolverine. Like, yeah, there's some point
him,
where
like,
you just see, like, his bones through his body and it slowly regenerates. It's like, yee.
Did you
Let's
see
get that in Disney Infinity.
On the subject of Disney and bones,
Disney parts fall off him as he takes damage.
Did you guys see, like, there's a Finding Dory trailer?
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of Finding Nemo, so...
Yeah, I don't care too much about that movie either. I just didn't know that was a thing.
I heard about it a while ago, and I'm like, that's my least favorite Pixar movie.
I wouldn't go so far to say that, but...
It really is my least favorite Shark Pixar.
Yes, that's, I mean, that's classic. Sharkbait. Hoo-ah-ha.
No, that movie's not good. I'm just kidding, it's fine.
What movie? Well, I mean, yeah, it's fine, because Pixar has not released a bad movie.
It's true, not even Cars.
It's just my least... See, I would rather watch Cars again. And I don't like Cars at all.
Finding Nemo didn't do anything for me, but I don't dislike it. It's fine.
What are your thoughts on the leak of the canceled Jurassic World game?
There's a Jurassic World game?
Yeah, there were like walking cycles of a canceled Jurassic World game leaked out.
Was there enough to actually like see what it's about?
I mean, you see like a T-Rex running. And that's it? No. Chris Pratt moving.
It could have been me. I'm really upset about this thing I just heard about.
The game didn't exist in the state to see actually any gameplay, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, not that I saw from that trailer. Unless there's something else, I don't think so though. Yeah, I mean a game with dinosaurs in it can be great, but you know, movie licensed games don't usually, I don't know,
deliver
have the time to like.
I don't think it's as bad as it used to be.
No, but there also aren't as many movie games as there used to be either.
That's true.
There are. It's just they're all on the phone now.
That's very true.
Because they realized, hey, why do we have to drop $50 million on a game that's not going to sell well? Because it's going to compete with like Grand Theft Auto and shit. When we can just drop a phone game and
make money. Wow, forever
it cost us $3 million to make this game.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no real thoughts, but it's probably financially responsible to cancel that game.
Most likely.
Yeah, and with just the track record, it probably wouldn't have been.
The only dinosaur game we need is, what's that one on Steam?
Osiris?
No, I was going to say, what was it, Carnal, or...
Primal Carnage.
Primal Carnage. Yeah,
but Osiris, don't believe the Metacritic score.
Fuck. Oh, I bought that one game for everyone too. Yep. It cost me $1 for each of you.
The fucking game has the best trailer, and then like they kept supporting it. Like they patched the shit out of that game, and then did another trailer with like other quotes that weren't cited that just said, "It's for real this time," or something. Fucking love that game.
And then we played it, and we didn't like it as much.
Oh my god, it's awful.
It wasn't even so bad it's good.
Yeah, it was just not fun. Alright, and last up. How do you feel that Jurassic World only needs 6.619 million in order to top Titanic? Alright, is it still in theaters? I don't think so. I don't think it can top Titanic now.
So this is Titanic still the highest?
I don't think
Titanic's not number one. No, Avatar is.
So it's the third highest grossing film of all time?
Yeah, let me check on.
Does that include like DVD sales and shit?
I don't think so. Probably not. Just box office sales. No.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't even know if
Because what was it? The Avengers has then biggest opening weekend.
I don't know. There are so many things of like biggest opening starting on a Thursday.
Yeah, things get twisted and twisted, yeah, like, so they can tell a story or have a headline.
Yeah. Yeah.
I might believe that Star Wars will beat it, but
Star Wars is going to be.
If there's anything that'll beat Avatar, it's this Star Wars movie. So yeah, Avatar is number one for domestic stuff.
To quote a very wise man, nothing can defeat. Nothing's going to beat Titanic. We can't.
Is that George Lucas?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're never set of Titanic. Episode one.
Yeah. Phantom Menace is still number six in all-time domestic.
Yeah, and the other movies aren't on there. I wonder why.
Yeah, and then number seven is original Star Wars.
Can you imagine the excitement of waiting 30 years for this movie to come out and then have it being a heaping pile of dookie?
I can imagine it.
I know, you lived through it. We all lived through it.
Especially Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I mean is, imagine being someone who is old enough to go to the opening in 1977.
Like Ryan?
No.
Like Ryan.
It's not.
And then, however, was it 32 years later?
Yeah.
Being so excited. Oh my god, those trailers. So good. So great. Ignore the kid. And then you watch it and you're like, oh.
I can't imagine that.
Oh, I'm getting in the car wreck on my way home.
That's, like, I want to experience that. And it better not be with Mirror's Edge, because then I'll cry. But...
On one hand, I'm kind of like really hoping that Force Awakens is terrible.
Oh god, don't say that.
I want to know. I want to be there.
Like it can't
no,
be
it won't.
Worse. Like it'll be.
I want it to kind of, but on the other hand, I'm like, yeah, I wish Star Wars wasn't 66% bad.
There's going to be plenty of people that hate this movie.
Well, like, that's with every movie. Plenty of people. Search hasn't even seen Star Wars, but other people just like, I don't like nerd movies.
I mean, there's. I went on Rotten Tomatoes looking for like films that are almost universally liked.
Oh yeah.
I found like fucking the negative reviews for The Dark Knight, and it's like people complaining that it's not like Adam West anymore. Like, shut the fuck up.
He's not running around with the cartoon bomb on top of his head.
This is not my Batman.
I can't relate to this.
No, they're like this brooding blah blah blah. This is not the Batman I grew up with. And it's like, okay, so
they should be very,
this is
very
not
offended.
Tim Burton.
Fucking Rotten Tomatoes aggregating all those scores together makes for a romping good time.
I've heard people complaining about the Star Wars trailers because it's not following the book canon, and it's like, did you not remember when Disney said that all that stuff was not canon?
Canon anymore? Like,
yeah.
It, you know what, they put it in the, they made a nice word for it. It's called all the stuff that's not canon anymore is called legends. Like, these are stories that people passed around that are not necessarily true.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to hide your little retcon.
Yeah.
But, like, they had to do that.
Yes. Yes. You can't be shackled into this thing that most people don't know about.
Yeah. Because, right? Like, if they... Like, there's so much at this point, like... Anything like going over like everything with a fine tooth comb, like that's not continuity, that breaks continuity. And it's like, okay, this way, you know, it's just the movies,
yeah, it's just the movies and the cartoons, like canon too, which is pretty awesome. I think they could have gone as far as that video games are also canon as well.
No, then we get fucking Force Unleashed,
yeah, keep that out of it.
Wait, yeah. No, I think. No, is that not
was
canon?
Force Unleashed?
Yeah, I think
Force
it is
Unleashed
canon.
Was always.
I think that's still
wait,
canon.
Still?
I think
I'm getting a car wreck on my way home.
We're just gonna ignore that. No, Javi, you didn't. I'm gonna cut that out of the episode.
No, nope. I bet there's no official stance, or no one has officially said that's still canon. But I think it would be fair to consider that it might be. But it's a terrible idea. Why did they?
Wonder when we're gonna see that Amy Hennig Star Wars game.
Yeah, maybe at E3.
Or I mean, the Game Awards, I think, are on the 3rd.
They're still trying to make that a thing.
Well, I mean, they were successful last year.
Okay.
Commercially, maybe.
It was better than...
Than Joel McHale?
Well, I mean, that was probably the best showing they had, including, like, the VGAs and everything. It's still, like, embarrassing, but it's... Better,
you know, it's embarrassing. The only Star Wars game I was super excited about got canceled.
What, 1313?
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool sounding.
Uncharted and Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, and that's enough for me. That's actually
Amy
enough
Hennig
for me.
Is working on a fucking Star Wars game, so there's a fair chance you're gonna get what you want. Yeah.
Give Drake a fucking blaster, and I'm happy.
Yeah, I think we can call that an episode. Have some
stormtroopers and
just straight up put Drake in Star Wars.
Dylan,
yeah,
you're kind of describing Disney Infinity.
Oh my god!
You get to platform. You get to shoot blasters. You get to kill stormtroopers while you climb.
My aside from the Knights of the Old Republic, my favorite Star Wars game was Jedi Knight.
Not and KOTOR.
KOTOR is. I said aside from KOTOR. KOTOR. I should say though, aside right? from KOTOR 2.
Yeah.
Really, Jedi I thought Knight. 1 was the preferred one.
I prefer 2. I think the writing in 2 is much.
Did they both have AK-47?
I need to get back into KOTOR 2 because of that Steam big update thing.
Yeah, Sith Lords is a complete deconstruction of the I guess myth, Star Wars myth.
Yeah,
which sounds, is why I like it much, much more.
Sounds something I'd be real into.
Whereas KOTOR is your actual, I guess, Star Wars experience. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much the first movie, just with other people, with a twist,
with a twist.
But anyways, Jedi Knight 2 was like a first person shooter slash third person swinging your lightsaber around. And the funnest part of that was, like, stormtroopers were completely helpless to your, like, force abilities. It was kind of like a sandbox. I'd, like, pick up a stormtrooper, toss him in the air, catch him in the air, toss him and fling him around. And he's, like, flailing his arms around. I was a horrible person. But, I don't know, that was pretty fun. And I that's what I mean. Like, Give me more games like that, where it's just kind of more fun to do it. Instead, Force Unleashed, which was like, you were kind of forced to use him in... Anyways, I wanted to see a bounty hunter game would have been cool, too. That would...
Yeah. Well, Ryan,
mm-hmm.
Do us all a favor. Wrap this banger up.
All right.
Put a little bow on it.
If you would like to find us, you can find us at GameOverNation.com. You can find us on YouTube at YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation. Hit us up on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. And then you can also find us on Twitter at GameOverNation. That's where we have cool stuff, right? Yeah.
All cool stuff.
All the cool stuff.
Cool dudes.
So with that, that's the places. Javi.
Hey, you just made it through yet another episode of Game Over Nation. Congratulations. If you want to see more of our work, go to GameOverNation.com. And until then, we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Watch Blade 3.